it all goes back to the cross. Whether it's marriage or anything, I can always go back to the cross with it. And I'm going to talk to you today about the reason for Christmas. I'm going to take it from the marriage, like we've been studying from for so many months now. When I was looking at this, I really got excited when I studied this, and really the reason for Christmas, and really every day we go throughout the year, it's something to be excited about. I'm going to tell you, it's really something to be excited about. Before Jesus, there was no Christmas, okay? The birth of Jesus marks the beginning of a new phase of God's plan for mankind, and here's what it really means. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and on the sixth day, God made a proclamation that was heard throughout all creation. And God said, can you imagine that? Here he is, and he makes this proclamation, and he said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Here's what it says in Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. And you know, I looked at that, and there's an angel here that said, asked two questions, and he said this, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Two questions that the angel asked. He apparently didn't understand why God had given man so much attention. Till that time they never heard of man, and they wondered why God gave him so much attention. And then God created man like himself and placed him in a beautiful garden where he could have intimate fellowship with him. And then the Bible tells us in that passage there that he made man a little lower than the angels. And if you look up that word angels, it means Elohim. And he made man just a little bit lower than Elohim, the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. That's what that means. He made him a little bit lower than Elohim. And Elohim is the plural word for God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Now, man was given a new position there. And what does this have to do with Christmas? The reason for Christmas, well, we're going to get to that here. Man was crowned with glory and honor for every creature in the universe to see. Although this concept may be difficult to grasp, this crown was made of the most valuable substance in the universe. This crown that he actually crowned man with here was the glory of God himself, and he covered man in his glory. That's what man's crown was made of. And when you look at that and you think about that, and then you think about Christmas and what Christmas is all about, what it means to us as Christians. And I got to thinking about this as I've studied for the last several months in Genesis chapter 1. And then I saw here in Psalm 8, and he confirmed what he said in Genesis chapter 1. And he told man, he said, man, you have been crowned with my glory. Because it says right there, he says in verse 5, and has crowned him with glory and honor. Well, what was that glory? Just as I said, that glory of God is God himself, and he covered man in his glory. Man was then prepared for eternal fellowship with the Father. Now, I want you to think about this, and I want this to really sink in. Here we had a relationship that God had with man that was very intimate. Very intimate. When man was disobedient, the glory that had been his covering was gone. I want you to get that, and we'll get into coverings and everything here in the next few weeks. But when man fell, that covering was gone. The glory was gone, okay? But God always had a plan. He has a plan for the devil, and he has a plan for you, and he had a plan to restore man back to that original fellowship. And we all know these verses here, and you could probably recite them to me yourself. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So there was God's plan to restore that glory back. And then we look at what really is Christmas. Christmas is the celebration of the birth of a little boy in Bethlehem. Christmas is the celebration of the birth of a Savior who laid down his life so we could have life. Christmas is the celebration of the light entering into the world so that we do not have to live in darkness. And then it goes on. I go on here. Celebrating Christmas is the celebration of Jesus, and without Jesus there is no reason to celebrate. We show our love for him by loving, forgiving, and giving to others. Jesus said they will know we are Christians by the way we love each other. And then lastly, this really is the story of the glory. God created man in the glory. Man fell from the glory. God made a way for man to come back to him and the glory. This is the reason we celebrate Christmas right here. This is the reason, and I submit to you, this is the reason why we celebrate Christmas. For the restoration back to where man once was. Now that's powerful, I think. And I think that's exciting. Because in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And then he said, man, this is what I have for you. And I've given you a crown. He didn't let anyone else put the crown on man, but he did it himself. He didn't tell Michael. He didn't tell Gabriel. He said, God said, I'm putting the crown on man himself. And he made that proclamation. Think about that. Cassie said something up here earlier. She said, we're kings and priests. And she said, it takes a person to lay down their pride in order to put on the garment of what? The garment of royalty. And you know that's true. That's very true because, I'm going to tell you something. Because when there's pride, a false humility will say, I'm no good. I don't deserve that. But Jesus came that we could put on that garment and be the kings and priests. Amen? Now, just in that one psalm, there's some powerful things just in Psalm 8 there. Angels asking, what is man that thou art mindful of him? That's why it said in the very first verse and the very last verse, how excellent is thy name. Because they were looking at creation and saying, wow, all this, you created all this splendor. But what is man? Man was the crown jewel of God's creation. That's why they said that. So I wanted this morning as I prayed and all this week as I prayed, I didn't want to really go over marriage. But, you know, marriage really, that's where it all started was in the garden. Christmas started in the garden at the very beginning. And God wanted man to know, look, this is the position from where you fell. And this is what I'm restoring you back to. That's why we celebrate it. And then it takes on a whole new meaning. It takes on a whole new meaning for me personally because I see from where I was and to where I'm at now. I'm back in a position of authority. I'm back in a position of the glory. That's better than any Christmas present you can have under the tree, man. I'm going to tell you, that's better than any present that you can have under a Christmas tree. Now, this is going to be important for us all. I believe this is going to be very important for us all to get a revelation of this. Because in the future, I'm going to start sharing in the next few weeks to come. I don't know if it'll be next weekend or the weekend after that, but I'm going to tell you what the Lord has been showing me about 2009 and beyond. And I haven't been playing with a Ouija board. I haven't been playing with a crystal ball. And I'm going to tell you something. The Bible tells us what the future is. And I'm going to tell you what we can expect in 2009. But it's vitally important that we all get the revelation of this right here. Man, where did we go? That's why God said, Adam, where are you? He wasn't talking about where his location was. He was talking about his position. And we are going to have to know our position beyond a shadow of a doubt in the next few years to come. I'm going to tell you that we are entering a new transition in this world. We have entered it, and we are getting ready for the return of Jesus Christ. We are getting ready. Let me tell you something. I am not ashamed to say it. We're gonna see Jesus here pretty soon. And it is even hard for me to imagine what it will be like not to live here anymore and go down Emerson Avenue and drive around here. It's hard for even me to imagine what it'll be like in this new future kingdom. But I'm going to tell you, one of the keys on understanding this is knowing from where man fell to where God took him to now presently when you become redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen? So this is the reason we can get excited about this. Okay? We can get really excited about this. And I thought, Lord, you crowned me with your very presence. I mean, think about that. What God did, his very presence, he crowned man with. So, the glory. God created man in the glory. And God made a way for man to come back to him and the glory. You know, we're just scratching the surface. Let me tell you something. When God brought man back to the glory, do you realize that you can have every one of your needs met and more? You can. That's all I wanted to talk to you about today. I just wanted you to think about what Christmas is really about. Okay? The return of man to the glory.